I was looking at our history, not only in Malawi, but the whole continent of Africa. A number of our countries became independent in the 1960s. Malawi, Zambia, Tanzania, and a number of countries became independent. But when we look at the poverty levels of our people are still living in abject poverty. Almost 64% of our people live below poverty line. That is a big concern. So what I'm saying is, I think that time has now come for our countries to look at the strategies where the people there, you know, suffering can be reduced. My argument is and has been is that independence alone is not enough. You know, democracy alone is not enough. People don't eat democracy. We have to provide employment to our people, food on the table. So that has been my concern. So we are saying, I am saying, as a matter of suggestion, that let us put our resources together to reduce this poverty, which our people have been suffering for a very, very long time.
Well, Mr. President, the question that most people tend to ask is, some of these heads of state, when they campaign promising to alleviate poverty, but that seemed not to have resolved the issue. Why do you think poverty is so pervasive in specific African countries and on the continent?
Well, I think that, yes, your observation is correct. All the politicians have been saying we'll definitely go into government and reduce poverty of the people. But what you must understand is the resource envelope of some of these countries, like Malawi, is indeed very, very small because it's only now we're discovering minerals and things like that. Maybe in a few years' time, maybe that will definitely translate into some economic activities of our people. But those countries who have benefited from, having minerals for a long time, oil, gold, what have you, I think that we should definitely be finding strategies to ensure that whatever resources that are coming from these minerals are put, to reduce the poverty of our people. So the issue has been really the way that the economic policies were being put in place. We need to change the way we have been doing things because things have not worked. I mean, I will tell you, in Malawi, for instance, next month in July, July 6th, we'll be celebrating 49 years of our independence. That's a very long time indeed. So to a number of countries, maybe some are celebrating 50 years and things like that. So what have we really achieved over these years? We need to be looking at the suffering of our people. That is my, sort of plea to, our leaders on the continent.
Mr. President, are you going to work with other former presidents as well as current president to bring to their attention some of these things, to address them?
We have an organization called the African Forum. This is a grouping of all former heads of state in Africa. I think we are now almost totaling to 35, 36, thereabouts. We do meet, President Chissano of Mozambique chairs that committee. These concerns have been expressed in our committee, and we are saying let us do what we can to advise our government through whatever forums we can, we can use, through whatever window we can use in order to convey this sentiment. So I do hope that when we next meet, these expressions which I'm making to you now can be made very, very strongly and say that maybe through the African Forum, a grouping of former heads of state, maybe we can be, channeling, our expressions, our concerns to our own government. Because indeed we have a responsibility to have our own government, so that I think they can understand the feelings of the people on the ground.
Well, Mr. President, you said the democratic strides that Malawi has made will remain meaningless if the people continue to live in abject poverty. What do you mean by that?
No. Look, democracy indeed is very important. I'm not saying that democracy is wrong. I'm one of those that fought for democratic change in our country in the 1990s. We had a one-party state in our country. for 31 years. And, you know, after that, we said, no, we need to bring change, because I think there's nothing which can beat democracy. Human dignity is important. What we did was to put institutions, you know, to support these democracy, Human Rights Commission, Office of Ombudsman, and all those organizations to support, you know, the democratic dispensation we have. But what I'm saying, that alone is not enough, Peter. We need to be looking at how we can transform our economic activities for the benefit of the people. That's my argument.
What would be your message to not only Malawi, but to Africans as a whole about how to transform the economies in these countries to ensure a transformation and to alleviate and to resolve the issues of poverty in Africa?
What is important, I think that we know that within the African Union, you know, chaired by, you know, chairperson Madame Zuma, she's doing, you know, putting strategies together to look at these issues that we are talking about. How can Africa be discovered? I think that is a very good move. I understand that the African Union has put a strategic plan, you know, for the next 5 years, which will guide African countries how they can reduce poverty of our people. I think that's a forum, that's a window we can use in this economic transformation, you know, how, you know, the economy can work, reduce government expenditure within our governments, so that the budget which we do actually, you know, craft together should be what I would call directed to the reducing poverty of our people. You know, targeting the poor, you know, providing water, you know, good roads, hospitals, medicines in our hospitals, good schools, creating employment. What I'm saying is, I think we should definitely be, as a matter of agency, be looking at these areas where, you know, the programs we put as a government can be reducing poverty of our people. To answer your question, please.